Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 8. Yesterday, we were hearing the responses from the unfortunate spectators in Navadvip who were denied entrance into the kirtan at Srivas Angam, at Srivas Thakur's house. And they were rather irate and angry, being snubbed at the door, denied entrance into the kirtan party. So they were passing different comments. So people were passing comments, and one, some of these are the unfortunate people. In many cases, you can hear from their comments that they're rather offensive mentality. And they're making sarcastic remarks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates that are relishing the ecstasy of his kirtan ras and his bhava vesh, absorbing himself in braj bhav, and they're nourishing that and assisting that. So yesterday one of the people that wasn't allowed, one of the persons that was not allowed into the kirtan, he said, "Oh, what are they doing in there? They're embarrassed. They lock the door because they're ashamed. They're embarrassed because they're hungry. They're beggars. All day long they went out begging. They were out all day long begging, and no one gave them anything. They didn't get any collections. So now they're very hungry. So they've all gathered together. All these unsuccessful beggars have gathered together and locked the door, and they're all in there crying. Aiba, aiba." They're crying out of hunger pains. They're actually hungry. And they're in all this ecstatic, Haribo, Haribo, is because, "Oh, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry." And they don't open the door because they're embarrassed. They don't want anyone to think that, to realize that no one's giving them any donations, no one's giving them any roti or any food, because they're such low-class, bad people. Because that's why they lock the door, and they're all crying in agony because they're not getting fed. That's what one person said yesterday. So that's where we left off. Now the story continues. Keha bale satya satya e se utar nahi le ke mane dhake e ashcha prahar. Someone else said, "That's right, you're telling the truth. Otherwise, why would they continuously cry out for 24 hours? So in other words, this kirtan party in Shiva Sangam would start at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the evening at sunset. Kiva jayo jayo gora chandi aroti kashoha. And Shayanartik, and sandhyam, tree sandhyam, evening, day and night. They would start crying out and go all the way till the next night. Akhanda kirtan. It was actually akhanda kirtan. They were engaged, they were chanting 24 hours, no break, akhanda, akhanda kirtan. And the people outside are saying, "They're so hungry and they're so embarrassed that all they can do is cry for 24 hours continuously." It's quite a... Now, the comments get better. The reviews, these are the reviews by the people that were not allowed in the kirtan party. Keha bale, "Are bhai, madira aniya, sabe ratri kare khai, loka lukhaiya." Another person said, listen brothers, these people bring wine, madira. Madira means wine. They bring wine into Shiva Sangam. They lock the door. And when no one can see them behind closed doors, they drink and drink and drink till they get totally intoxicated, and then they yell out, "Haribo! Haribo! Haribo!" They're drunk. To be so fortunate. 237, chapter 8. Everyone has a different viewpoint. You can see many, many men, many minds. Yatapat, mat, what is it? Tatapat, yatamat, what is it? The Vivekananda. Many paths, many ways. Yatamat tatapat. Kehabale bhalachila nimai pandita tarakena narayana kailahina chitta Another person said, previously, Nimai Pandit was a good person. Balochila. Nimai Pandit Balochila. He was a good guy. He was a good Pandit, a good person. But why has Lord Narayan changed his heart like this? Keha bale hina buji purver samskar keha bale sangadosh haila tahar. Someone else said, I think this is due to Nimai Pandit's previous activities, his purva samskaras. Someone else said, it is due to bad association. So all of these reasons that these people are giving to criticize the chanters in Srivasangam, they are actually true on one level. It's a fact that Lord Chaitanya's associates, they were intoxicated. But not by drinking wine. Wine is ras. Tamil ras. It's the ras of, or it's drakshashava. Draksha Ashava. That's an Ayurvedic medicine. Draksha means grape, and Ashava. Ashava is a fermentation process. Draksha Ashava. Lo Ashava. Ashava. So that just like our Madhumangal Sakha, Krishna's dear Brahmin friend, his name is Mansukha. In Vrindavan they call him Mansukha. Mansukha. Mansukhlal. Mansukh means he makes your mind happy because he tells jokes. And his other name, Mansukha, is one name. His other name is Madhumangal. And Krishna calls him Batu. B-A-T-U, Batu. Hey, Batu! Hey, Batu! Hey, Baba! Hey, Batu! Like someone's name may be Hare Krishna Das Baba. Maybe his name, but someone calls him, hey, Baba. So Madhumangal is a long name, so Krishna simply says, hey, Batu. But another name of Madhumangal is Kusum Asava. Kusum Asava. Kusum means fragrant. Kusum means flower. And Asava means wine. So this means a wine, a fermented alcohol made from Kusum flowers. You can make wine from flowers, you can make wine from grapes, you can make wine from fruits. So his another name is Kusumasava, because when he tells jokes, people become intoxicated by his Madhumangal's joking. So it's a fact that devotees were intoxicated by Kirtan Ras. And then they're saying, what are they? They're saying, oh, it seems that Lord Narayan has changed Nimai's heart like this. Yes, it's a fact. They said, Lord, why has Lord Narayan changed his heart? Balochila. Before, Nimai Pandit was a good man. When he was a scholar, when he was teaching in his toll, he was a good young man. He was proud. He was always arguing philosophy. He was not a Vaishnava. He was not chanting on Sankirtan. He was not preaching Krishna consciousness. He was not saying gopi, gopi, gopi. He was very good. Why has Lord Narayan changed him like this? That's also a true statement. Because at the age of 19 or 20, Nimai Pandit went to Gaya and he got initiated by Keshava Bharat, by Ishwara Puri, and he got Narayan mantra. He got Gopal mantra. Narayan Gopal is Krishna. This is Krishna. So Gopal, when he started chanting the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, he changed. It's a fact, he changed. And it's a marked difference between his behavior and activities before initiation and after initiation, which is all clearly described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He certainly changed. So this is also correct. Why has Lord Narayan changed his... It says chitta. It says Narayana kaila hina chitta. Chitta means mind. Chitta means heart. Chitta means consciousness. Chaita dharvana marjanam. So when we receive mantra diksha from Guru, be it Ishwara Puri or be it whoever, then we get Narayan mantra, we get Vishnu Tattva mantra, Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, and we change. Our behavior changes, our attitude changes, our heart, our consciousness. So this is also true. Yes, Lord Narayan has changed him. The Gopal mantra has changed him. Now he's a Vaishnava. Now he's chanting in Sankirtan. Now he's in ecstasy of viraha bhav, separation from Krishna, chanting Gopi Gopi. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And he closed his Sanskrit school. And he's not proud anymore. Now he's humble. He's not taking service from his students. Now he's serving his students. Folding their dhotis, washing their clothes, serving them, and serving all the Vaishnavas. He's a changed person. And then here it says, Purva Samskar Sangha Dosh. Another one says, the problem is, he went bad. He was Balo. He was good, but he went bad because of his Purva Samskaras. Purva means prior. Purva, Purva Rag. Purva. Purva Samskaras means prior or previous. Previous Samskaras. Samskaras, there can be Samskaras are impressions due to activities. Due to activities in our previous life, it creates Samskaras in our consciousness, impressions, tendencies to act in a particular way. So these Samskaras, there's good Samskaras and bad Samskaras. We have Bhog Samskaras. These are Samskaras, tendencies, impressions, impulses contained in our chitta, which take the form of bijam or seeds. And then they push us in a particular direction. So bhog samskaras, they push us in the direction of sense enjoyment, sense gratification. Then, but punya samskaras, or you can say bhakti samskaras, there's such a thing as bhakti. Bhog samskara and bhakti samskara. Bhakti samskaras, they push us towards God. They push us in a spiritual direction. They cause us to attain. If we do so many activities of bhakti in this life, they create samskaras. That's why you see, you have a child. You see these Russian devotees have a little two-year-old child. He picks up a mridanga and starts playing. Ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. How is it possible? He's 2 years old, he picks up a mridanga because he has samskaras. From previous life, he also practiced mridanga. And he's coming in this life. Previous life, he was born in India. Then he went to Russia. Now he's playing. So this is bhakti samskara. Some people, they start preaching. There's one girl here from Vrindavan. At the age of 9 years old, she started giving Bhagavat samskara, Bhagavat saptaha. 9 year old girl. Not even a Brahmin, a Kshatriya. 9 years old. Little girl. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. 6 hours a day, 6 hours a day lecture for 7 days. 42 hours lecture, and she never went to school, never studied the Bhagavatam. What's the cause of that? Magic? Coincidence? Samskaras. Means that she was a big, big pundit in her last life. Bhagavat pundit. She goes all over India, giving, but now she's like 12 or something. Bala Shuki, Shuki Dev, Shukadevi. Bala Shukadevi. Shukadevi Goswamini. Goswamini. Thousands and thousands of people come to hear, not just to see some little kids say, well, Sutta Goswami said, it's Pakka, Hindi, Brajvasan, Bhajans. It's like a miracle. So when someone said, I think this is due to his Purva Samskaras, that Nimai Pandit went bad. Because our Samskaras can make us do good or do bad. So that person is saying. Then another person says, I think that Nimai has been affected by bad association. Sangha dosh. Sangha dosh means faulty association. And everyone knows that faulty association, bad association, is the cause of destruction. Asat sangha tyag evaishnavachara. Mahaprabhu was asked by the Shrikhanda Vaishnavas. He said, can you explain what is the primary behavior? What is the primary behavior of a Vaishnava? If someone is your follower, Lord Chaitanya, he's a follower of you, what is his primary behavior? And then he said this verse, Asat Sangatya. He rejects association with the Asat. Means any person, any place, any activity, any book or TV or anything that turns one's face away from Krishna, that is asat. Mother, father, uncle, this, that, any person, any place. This is asat sangha tyag. So here a person is saying sangha dosh, faulty. Bad association is made. Nimai was a good man. He was associating with Gangadas Pandit. Gangadas Pandit was his teacher in Sanskrit. Then he was associating with all pundits of Navadvipa. But then he started associating with this wild man. This very Pukka Nimai Pandit started associating with a wild man. Do you know this person? He's wild, he's crazy. His name is Avadhut. They call him the Avadhut. He has a big stick. Sometimes he's acting like a little child. Sometimes he's acting like an adult. Sometimes he's acting like a tyagi. Sometimes he's acting like a bogey. Sometimes he's with some lady. Sometimes he's naked. He throws his clothes off and dances around. Hari bol, hari bol. Nimai started associating with his Avadhut and he went, this is bad association. Look, it ruined him. Who is that Navadut? Nityananda! Bolo Nityananda! Nityananda! This is bad association. This man is bad association. They should put a poster up in the... They should put his picture up in the post office. Wanted, dead or alive. Bad association. Nityananda. Nadiya Godru Mehi Nityananda Mahajan Patiyachi Shadavan Janahe Shadavan Janahe Shadavan Janahe. Hey, listen, men of faith, don't listen to these atheistic people. Follow Nimai, go back to Godhead. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shab. So these Pashandis, Gnostics, the Gnostics of Navadvip, the NNC, the Navadvip Gnostic Club. Like the BBC, you have the BBC, you have the NNC, Navadvip Gnostic Club. Gnostic means non-believer, atheist type, Pashandi Gnostic. Radhe Shyam. Now there's more comments by the criticizers. Niyamak bhapnahi tate yachi bhai etadine sangadoshe tequila nimani. The problem with this young Nimai is he lost his father. His father died a few years ago. Now he has no proper guidance. He has no father to guide him. Bhapnahi. Bab nahi. Bab means father. And without proper authority over our heads, a young child can go haywire. Bab nahi. Hey, the problem is not sangha dosh, and not wine, and not, what was this other, this, not his samskaras. He doesn't have a father. We see so many families that the father runs away or he dies and it's just some wife and the kid. The kid grows up upside down. Generally, he's imbalanced or some problems with the child. He becomes a thief or becomes crazy somehow. Someone else said, no, actually, the situation is he has a bad stomach. Nimai Pandit has a bad stomach. He's suffering from gastric disorders. Gastric disorders means he has a lot of gas. He has a lot of gas in his stomach. So he's inside going, oh, Aibo! Aibo! Gastric disorders. And then again they say, but now Nimai has become affected by bad association. So he says, Niyamaka, there's Niyam, like Yama Niyam. So he has no one to tell him. His father is not there or some guardian. There's no guardian there. He needs a guardian or someone to tell him what is right and what is wrong. Niyamaka. Niyamaka bhat nahi. Niyam, yama niyam. No one's telling him. Because his mothers always say, yes, 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 yes. Take some food. Take some prasad. Yes, yes. They don't crack the son. Mothers are always soft on the son and hard on the daughters. And fathers are always hard on the sons and soft on the daughters. Anyone in the family, they know the situation. Fathers are soft on the daughters, hard on the son. So his father's not there and he has no sisters. So Sachimata, she's very soft, very loving. So this is the problem. It doesn't end here. They're really on a roll. The anti-party is really casting a lot of aspersions against Lord Chaitanya and his followers. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has minutely noted all of them. Kehabali, someone else said, Kehabali pasarila sabha adhyayan maseka na chahilehai avayakaran. Someone else says he stopped all of his studies. And everyone knows that if you stop studying for 1 month, then you will forget all the Sanskrit grammar. We don't understand too much about this because we're not studying Vyakaran or grammar. But every morning when we're chanting the holy name and meditating on Krishna's Nam, Rup, Gun and Leelas during Brahma Muhurt hour for an hour and a half, every morning from 4 to 7 a.m. and we're absorbing ourselves, meditating on the holy name of the Lord and chanting with great devotion and prayerful mood, Vyakaranwalas, or the Sanskrit students, the Brahmins, they're studying all the sandhis, and all the mantras, all the Sanskrit alphabet. They're studying all the different rules and laws of Sanskrit grammar from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Because it's understood, at least in the Sanskrit academies, that the brain is very impressionable between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. If you want anything really important, what you consider most important that you want to memorize and want to learn and keep with you for a long time in life, you should memorize and study from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. In the Sanskrit schools in Tol, they say, memorize at night, forget by morning. So sometimes devotees are very busy, so at night they're trying to memorize shlokas. After Sankirtan all day, they try to memorize. It's practically a waste of time. Although Krishna gives some mercy and gives some memory, we have to really work hard. Because in every Sanskrit academy, they say, there's no memorization at night. You try to memorize some shlokas at night, by the next morning you've forgotten. If you memorize in the morning, you'll remember for years. I met one Brahmin once, and he was 30 years old and he knew 17,000 shlokas. 17,000 shlokas. Of course it's... And I said, are there lots of people like you? He said, yes. I said, well, not too many from America. Let's put it that way. And he didn't have a palm top computer in his hand with all the shlokas. It was all in here. And this is the system. So someone is saying, he closed his Sanskrit school a month ago. He's been running around with the chanting Hare Krishna. Now he's forgotten all his knowledge. He's become a mork. He's become a puggle. He's become a fool. And Bhakti Sananda Saraswati was a great pundit, great acharya. He's saying in his purport, if one does not study Sanskrit grammar for 1 month, he automatically forgets all the sutras of grammar. Therefore, Nimai Pandit has forgotten all the lessons of grammar. Someone else said, Kehabali, Are bhai, sabhe hetu paila, dwara diya kirtanera, sandarbha janila, Ratri kare mantra pari pancha kanya ane nanavira dravya aise tasabara sane bhakshya bhoja gandamalya vivida avasan kahiyata sava sange vivida raman vinaloka dekile nahayatara sanga eteke duyara dia kare nanaranga. Now it's getting pretty interesting. What the commentators are saying about the goings-on inside Srivasangam. What's really going on in there? Are they simply dancing and chanting in euphoria? Absorbed in Kirtan Ras, remembering Braja Ras and their purva nam, their previous identities? And as Lord Chaitanya is dancing, he's looking at Advaitacharya, and what's he saying? Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. And he's dancing in Brajabhav and he's looking at Nityananda, and what does he say? Haladar, Haladar, Haladar. And he's dancing in ecstasy and he looks at Srivas Thakur and what does he say? Narada, Narada, Narada. And he's dancing in ecstasy and he looks at Gadadhar and what does he call him? How does he address him?
Radha, Radha, Radha.
That's what Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling us, what's really happening inside. But if you're outside, this is what all these people are saying. Now one person, this is what he's saying. Listen, brothers. I guess there are only brothers there. Here I can say, listen, brothers. Listen, sisters. He says, oh, bhai. He says, oh, bhai. Oh, listen, brothers. Or, oh, bhainji. Listen, sisters. I know the secret why they lock the doors at night and perform kirtan. Do you want to hear the secret? Yes? No? No, yes. Yes, no? Or no, yes? Yes, yes. Okay, yes, no. I mean, yes, yes. At night, they recite mantras. Yes, they're reciting mantras, I agree. But not the Maha Mantra. They're reciting Sri Ane Mantra. They're reciting mantras. And then they recite mantras by which they can bring 5 young girls along with various palatable foods. Then they eat. And then they decorate them, their bodies and their foreheads with sandalwood paste and fragrant flower garlands. And they throw off all their rags that they wore during the day when they were begging. And they start dressing in fine silks and beautiful clothes. Then, all of these rogues behind the locked doors of Shivas Thakur, they start enjoying intimately with all those women that they've called there by mantras. This is what's going on in Shiva Sangam. Shiva Sangam has become a den of iniquity. It has become it means like a brothel. If other people see what they're doing, if other people saw this, they would be embarrassed. Therefore, they're doing all this behind closed doors. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, basically, in his purport, he's rephrasing it, but it's like an instant replay in case you missed that last one. Someone said, we have found the real reason why all the doors are locked so tightly and no one else is allowed to get in. They bring 5 kinds of girls. That's interesting. Not 5 girls, 5 kinds of girls. And that's long, short, fat, thin. I don't know what that means. It says, Pancha Kanya Ane. It just says Pancha Kanya. Anyway, but the purport is, they bring 5 kinds of girls. They bring 5 kinds of girls at night through mantra. They're chanting not Maha Mantra, some other mantra. Then they engage in various types of enjoyment with them while eating palatable foods and wearing sandalwood paste and garlands and fine clothes. In order to prevent being embarrassed by the common people, they close the door and become intoxicated by various sinful activities. Sounds, it's getting a little thick now. I think anyone is under 18 here? Anyone is less than 20 years old? You should leave the room now. You should leave the room because this is very intimate. This is very intimate pastimes. No one should read the 10th canto of Bhagavatam because it's the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And no one should read the Chaitanya Leela because it's the intimate pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So no one should read anything at all. Even whatever book you read, you're going to hear about intimate pastimes or something to remind you of these things. So this is quite interesting. This shows you something that you may be doing something perfectly, purely and correctly and dharmically and religiously, but so many other people may think that what you're doing is you're doing an opposite thing. You may be doing the perfectly right thing, and people may see you or see or think that, oh, he's doing or she's doing the opposite thing. The opposite thinking. And people are like this. People have a ulta buddhi, viparita buddhi, upside down intelligence. And you know, you feel proper about yourself, and you feel correct about yourself, you're following Guru and Gauranga, you're doing your best to serve Guru and Gauranga, and live according to dharmic laws. But then so many people pass comments, oh, he's drinking wine. Oh, he's
forgotten his studies, always getting intoxicated, always enjoying with five kinds of women or five kinds of men or whatever. This is the nature. This is lokvichar. Lokik vichar. Vox populi, the opinion of the people. So one can never get free from rumors. No one can get free from rumors. No one can get free from gossip. This, we're talking about the pastimes of God. Gaur Leela. Does this sound familiar? Anyone ever heard of Dwarka Leela? You've heard of Dwarka Leela? Yes? How many have heard of Dwarka Leela? Yes? And Krishna and Dwarka. Has anyone ever heard of a story called Shamantaka Jewel? Has anyone ever read it? That's in the Krishna book. Maybe, I don't know, chapter 60 or 56 or 60 or so, like this, in Dwarka Leela. There were rumors. Rumors were being spread all over Dwarka when Krishna was in Dwarka, that Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is a murderer. Murderer. That Krishna took an AK-47, went into the marketplace and killed, and he shot the brother of Satyajit. The brother of Satyajit is Prasena. Prasena. It begins with a P, Prasena. My mind, I'm a little tired by now. I've been all day speaking since this morning in the hot sun, and I'm a little bit like... I came home at 4:30. I took prasadam. I went to my room. I washed my clothes. And I came back and gave class. I didn't sit for 1 minute since I left at 5:30 this morning. So my brain is a little. Prasena was murdered by a lion because he was wearing his brother's necklace, Satyajit's necklace, the Shamantaka jewel that was given by the sun god, and then the lion was killed by Jambavan. And Jambavan took the necklace and gave it to his baby bear. He gave it to baby bear, because they say there's Papa Bear and Baby Bear. Papa Bear is Satyajit. He was bear or whatever, Rikshiraj or whatever. So his son is playing with it, and Prasena didn't come back, the necklace didn't come back, so Satyajit started a rumor. Oh, Krishna wanted me to give that necklace to Ugrasena, the ruling king of Dwarka. He was actually the king, Ugrasena. He wanted me to give it to him because he's the right, all opulent things should be offered to the king who represents God. But I didn't do it. And I think Krishna really wanted that necklace himself. So he went behind my brother when my brother went to the jungle, Prasena, and he killed him in cold blood with an AK-47. So Satyajit said this, and it went all over Dwarka. It was in the daily news, the evening news, it was on BBC, it was broadcast all over Dwarka. Krishna's a murderer. And then Rukmini went to the Ladies Bridge Club. Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, and the other queens and princesses, they went to the Ladies Bridge Club because the ladies play bridge as a type of cards, if you don't know English so well. So, they went to the Ladies Bridge Club, and all the ladies and queens were playing, and they said, Rukmini, there's some bad news about your husband. Huh? What? Bad news? Bad news about my husband? You didn't hear? Well, I didn't hear anything. It's always auspicious, Mangalam, with my husband. No, I mean, anyway, don't forget about it. Let's keep playing. No, tell me, what's the bad news? No, it's nothing. You don't need... Just keep playing. What do you have? Talk. No, listen, hey, listen, girls. Now, level with me. Tell me straight. What is this bad news? I don't care if it's good, big, small, tell me. Well, and then I forget about it. Next time. Tomorrow, I'll tell you tomorrow. So finally, one of the queens said, actually, everyone in Dwarka is talking about your husband. What are they saying? They're saying that your husband is a murderer. What? Oh, Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. My husband? How could you say this? No, everyone's... Anyway, forget it. Just keep playing. So Rukmini leaves the bridge club. She goes, and she goes to Dwarkadish, she meets him. Oh, Pati, oh Prabhu. Everyone is saying that you killed Prasena. He said, what? So rumors can spread about God. What to speak of Lord Chaitanya and the Navadvipa Vasis talking about him? What to speak of all of us, devotees, men or women? Rumors, oh, he did this and she did this, and don't you know, and this and that. And we pass our whole lives rumor-mongering. So in Krishna Leela, there's rumors and defamation of character. In Gaur Leela, there's rumors and defamation of character. In Prabhupada Leela, or whatever, ISKCON Leela, whatever you want to call this, Leela or whatever. In this spiritual Vaishnava Samaj of 2008, there's also so many rumors and defamation, rightly or wrongly, of Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas. So this lesson we should learn. The basic lesson is M-Y-O-B. Myob. It's called the Myob principle. M-Y-O-B. Mind your own business. M-Y-O-B. Myob. And what is our business? What is our business? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam, and Sharanagati, and all these things. This is our business, and there's no other business. This is our business. Chanting Hare Krishna, serving Krishna, and preaching and helping others. But as soon as we start minding other people's business, then we get the trouble begins. So now the next person says, Keha Bali. Kali hokka haibe deyane kankale bhandiya sabha niva jani jani. Someone said, tomorrow we will go to the high court and we will put a protest to the court, and then each and every one of these rascals will be tied around the waist with a rope and arrested by the police. We will tell the judge in the court tomorrow morning, these people in Srivasangam, they are engaging in sinful activities behind closed doors. You should tie their hands behind their backs and take them away. Put them in jail. Someone else said, doesn't even say Kaya Bali, but maybe the same person. Jena Chila Rajadeshe Aniya Kirtan Durbiksha Haila Sava Gela Chirantan. There was never any kirtan in this province before. But these people in Srivasangam, they have ruined everything in our province by introducing this kirtan and causing a famine in our neighborhood. Then the purport by Sananta Saraswati, he's saying, he's paraphrasing, giving paraphrase of this person's statement. These devotees of Mahaprabhu, or Lord Gauranga, they have introduced Hari Kirtan here in Navadvip Mandal. We have Braj Mandal, Navadvip Mandal. They've introduced this Kirtan here, Hari Kirtan. This was never done before in Navadvip Mandal. There was never any Hari Kirtan. There was Navaratri where people would stay up for 9 days and nights. They would observe Durga festivals and worship Durga and Kali Bhairav and stay up all night and chant Durga mantras. There was never any all-night Hari Kirtans, Harinam Kirtans. And consequently, these people have caused obstacles in the happiness and prosperity of materialistic people. As a result, famine has broken out, and the happiness of ordinary people has been destroyed forever. So this Prabhupada often told us, he said that whenever the Sankirtan goes on, then material activities go down. When we start, the more and more we distribute books, the more and more we engage in Hare Kirtan, he said it actually stops Maya. It actually slows down Maya and pushes back Maya. So people don't like it. I remember, we used to do Harinam when I was a bhakta. We would go to Los Angeles in front of one big store on the sidewalk, and about 20, 30 bhaktas. We would do Harinam every afternoon for 3 or 4 hours on the sidewalks, and in the same place every day. And then, because the store would get all their business from people walking on the sidewalk. They walk on the sidewalk, they see the store was a clothing store or something, then they go in the store. So the manager would come out every couple of days, stop this kirtan, stop. No one's coming in my shop. No one's coming in my store since you people started doing kirtan. And we would smile and think, very good. they're wasting all their money on blue jeans and tank tops and t-shirts and leather shoes and leather belts from slaughtered animals. Very good. Because that we have, by law, we are allowed to be there. The law of the city allows kirtan to go on. So we said, oh, we're very sorry, you know, very sorry. And then we would stop the kirtan and say, oh, we're very sorry, sir. And then he would go in the store, Hare Krishna. Because it's our legal right. It was legal, it was not illegal, it was a law. And so we continue, and every few days, stop. So it's a fact, as Prabhupada said, when this preaching of Krishna consciousness goes on, and then these material activities, they slow down, they come down. And that's what people were accusing the party, that the good times have stopped in Navadvip. Devi Hari Leka Brishti Janiha Nishchai Danya Mori Ghela Kori Utpana Nahai. This person is going on, or someone, same person or someone else. You should know for certain that because of these people chanting this Hare Krishna, the demigods are not showering rain. So, because these people are doing Sankirtan Yajna, the demigods are not showering rain, and that's why there's a famine. Acha. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Saha Yajna Praja Shrishtva Puravacha. It says, if you do Yajna, then you get rain. It says all happiness comes from doing Yajna. And another verse, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani. The grains and water, everything comes from doing Yajna. So just the opposite. What they're saying is just the opposite. Because these people are doing Harinam Sankirtan, which is the yajna for Kalotad Hari Kirtan. Hari Kirtan is the yajna for this age. Because these people are doing Hari Kirtan, we are getting some rain, whatever rain we're getting. The paddy fields have dried up and no one can make any money. Kani Take Shivasera Kali Karan Karya Kaliva Kikaran Dekon Advaita Acharya. Just wait. Tomorrow morning we will take care of Shrivas and just see what we do tomorrow to Advaita Acharya. So there, after this night is finished, they will go to the high court, they will get the police, and they will gather together themselves and they will destroy Shivas Thakur, and then they will destroy Advaita Acharya. Think it's possible? A handful of Navadvip, a handful of Bengalis can defeat Lord Shiva. A handful of Bengali protesters can defeat Mahavishnu. Is it possible? No. But pride is such, when one is proud, he thinks he can do anything to anybody. And in his foolishness, he will try. They go on. Kota haite asi nityananda avadut shivasera ghare taki kareta rup. We don't know where Nityananda avadut has come from. He stays at Shrivas's house and he orchestrates all these dramas. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur, he picks up the thread, as they say in computer language. He picks up the thread of the Leela and he starts to give his commentary on his response to all these non-believers and offended blasphemers. He says, E mate nana rupe deka yaina baya anande vaishnava sava kichuna shunaya. Although the materialistic people of Navadvip threatened the devotees in this way, all the Vaishnavas remained in ecstasy and they did not hear anything. The dogs may bark, but the caravan will pass. Caravan means the parade, all the drums and all the musical instruments, big parade. They go down the street and the dogs, howl, 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 howl. Then the trumpet player kicks the dog and he flies off. You see the wedding parties going down the street in Vrindavan and all the drums and trumpets and all these things. And dogs, how, 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 how. There's no effect. So the Vaishnavas, they says, Vaishnavan Anande Vaishnava Sava Kichuna Shunaya. Kichuna. Not the least bit. They didn't hear even a single word. Kichuna. They didn't hear a single word of these blasphemers, the materialistic people. Anande. They were absorbed in the bliss of Sankirtan. Now that's one comment. Now back to the anti-party. Kehabali. Brahmanera nahi nirti dharma. Parijao e gula kareye de karma. Someone said, dancing is not appropriate for brahmanas. Why do they engage in such activities, even after studying the scriptures? So, one proud, learned Brahmin said, it is not the duty of learned Brahmanas to dance. This is the profession of low-class people. It is lamentable that even after studying the scriptures, they have introduced such a low-class profession in the Brahmin community. Now, for we contemporary people, in 2008, it is a little difficult for us to understand this frame of reference. Dancing, because dancing seems like everybody is dancing. The sudras, the vaishyas, the kshatriyas, whatever types of orders, social orders there are in human society, nowadays everybody's dancing. And we see that the Bihariji Goswamis, they have wedding parties when their sons are married and they're all playing rock and roll music and they're dancing in their sons' marriages. And we've seen. And then we think it's quite commonplace that if you're very wealthy and aristocratic and cultured, then you go to the ball dance. You know, the ball dance or some special dance. And if you're a low-class person, you drink a bottle of whiskey and go to the disco. You know. Or if you're very highly cultured, you go to the Russian ballet. You know. Ballet is a type of dance, and it's highly touted, and everyone applauds, and all the wealthy people, all the diamond brooch and everything. Oh, very, very good. You know, it costs $10,000 to get a ticket to see the ballet. You know, for the disco, you pay a buck and you go inside. You pay a buck. A buck is a dollar. You pay a dollar and you go in the disco. But in those days, 500 years ago, what to speak of 5,000 years ago? Dancing was for the low class. That's another extraordinary aspect of Krishna Leela. Because the most significant of all the pastimes and of all the activities that Krishna did on this planet in Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka, the topmost of all his activities and pastimes was his Ras Leela. This is called the smiling face of Krishna. Bhagavat Srup, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Bhagavat Srup of Krishna. First and second canto are his feet. The tenth canto is his face, and the Rasa Panchadaya is his life airs, his five life airs, the very Pancha Pran. It's called Panchadaya. Chapter 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, tenth canto. These five chapters, Rasa Panchadaya. Five chapters of the Rasa dance. It's called the Pancha Pran. The whole tenth canto is the face, and the smiling face is the Ras Leela. This is his smile. This is the essence of all the quintessence of all Krishna's pastimes is the Ras Leela. And what it's about? It's about dancing. It's about dancing. There's no pastimes of Lakshmi doing the boogie with Narayan. Narayan never danced once for 1 second with his wife in the wedding party or any party. Ramachandra and Sita, they didn't when they were in the forest in Chitrakoot for 14 years, they didn't find a nice clearing between some trees, and it's Sharad season, the full moon is rising, Rasa Purnima, and then Ramachandra told Sita, "Oh Sita, it's a beautiful night, the moon is rising, your face looks so beautiful under the moon. Let's have a rasa dance." Not once. No, it never happened for 1 second. It's impossible. It's impossible for a Kshatriya to have any dancing, or Vaishya. Even Vaishya Kshatriya Brahmas would never dance. It never happened, even 500 years ago. Now we can understand something about it. Because we're all monkeys. You and me, we're all monkeys. Bandar Bhav. We act like monkeys, we think like monkeys, we desire like monkeys. So to understand culture, Aryan civilization and culture. So when Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying this, and I mean he's saying this is what one of the criticizers was saying, that all these people, what kind of Brahmins? Because inside Shiva Sangam is all Brahmins. Shiva's Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagannanda Pandit, Nimai Pandit. And all his friends are pundits. Birds of a feather flock together. There are no Shudras there. There are no Vaishyas there. There were no Kshatriyas there. Every single person in Shiva Sangam was a Brahmin or a Brahmani. Because some of the ladies were in the house, Malani, Sachimata, etc. The wives were in the house looking out and singing along also. Maybe not dancing. They were singing. So this is an astounding thing. So this again, from the viewpoint of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, we can enhance our appreciation of Krishna's Leela. That Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, the Purna Bhagavan, Sarvavatari Sri Krishna, he comes into this world and he acts like a Shudra for our benefit. For our benefit. Because his dancing in the rust, dancing in the middle of the forest with a bunch of wives of other people's men, this is totally Shudra activity. There's nothing to do with Bhagavata. Bhagavatar, Bhagavat Tattva. This is the Durachar. This is Durachar. Durachar. Very bad behavior. Abominable behavior. In Vedic civilization, 500 years ago, this book is describing this is abominable behavior for Brahmins. But what does Krishna care? What does Gauranga care? This is Ulas. This is service to Krishna, dancing. So Krishna came to show this Rasalila, not caring about social convention or the mores or the yamas or niyamas of the society. This is Prem, because that's Vrindavan. Vrindavan, there's no Shudra, this, that. Everyone is absorbed in the service of Krishna, in his loving service. So we'll continue there by the Lord's grace. We'll continue. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki.